And on the line with me, I have a friend of mine, Brenda Smith. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
It's always nice to talk with you. And I know you wear a couple of hats. The hat we're going to talk about today is Okaloosa Saves and America Saves Week. It started on Monday, goes through Friday. And if you wouldn't mind, expound on that just a little bit.
Well, let me give you a little bit of history. America Saves is a campaign that was started and managed by the Consumer Federation of America. And its goal was to motivate and encourage folks to save, to reduce debt and to build wealth. So it developed a lot of educational resources. Okaloosa Saves partnered with America Saves campaigns to provide this information for over 15 years. We've offered a lot of community events. People who have been in this community for a while have maybe participated or seen us in the Economic Living Expo. We do a Teach Child to Save program where over 2,000 children in our community have pledged to save $320,000. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
We also do our unforgettable piggy bank contest for children in a variety of ages where they design their own piggy bank and they compete for financial prizes. We also have also in the community provided a very interactive experience for teenagers called Living on My Own. And now what we are supporting is America Saves Week. So this week what we do is we encourage Okaloosa County citizens to sign up at okaloosasaves.com and become a saver and participate in all of the fun things that we have going on this week. We can also be followed on Facebook as well.
That is great. A great idea. Instead of being a spendthrift, how about put a little money aside for your future? That's always a great idea. Now, Brenda, when you talk about saving, do you recommend any particular saving accounts, or what's your thoughts on that?
No, Okaloosa Save does not endorse anything in particular.
Okay.
What we do provide is we just provide the education. There's many tips and strategies on how to save for an emergency account or retirement or how to reduce your debt, how to deal with your credit score, items like that that people may be searching for some tips on. And so they go to okaloosasaves.com. There's lots of information that's there. They can sign up to be a saver through okaloosasaves.com. And what happens is that they can sign up for a newsletter that provides them tips every so often on ideas and things that they might find very useful to help them in this process.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody's ears should perk up when you talk about helping them build wealth and save money, not necessarily save on products, but I mean actually put money away to save. Now,
yes.
I don't know if you have the statistics, but there are an awful lot of people in America that don't have very much money and live basically from paycheck to paycheck. And should that paycheck go away, they're just like one or two paychecks away from being homeless. And I'm sure this is one of the targets from this.
It absolutely is. And what happens is that when an emergency occurs, oftentimes people do not have anything to sustain them for a couple of months, and 3 months worth of income to set aside could be a plan that if anything happened, that unusual medical expense that comes up, or, you know, we deal in the panhandle with hurricanes, we deal with issues such as that. And of course, we keep hearing about our economy, and we just know by inflation that alone that we have some issues that we're struggling with right now.
Yes.
So by having something that we could fall back on to hold us over for a while, weather some of the bad situations, it's really important. And sometimes people get caught in a situation where they have nothing. And so what we're trying to do is encourage people to take note and have a plan. And it doesn't matter. Save something. And have a backup plan to at least help you out. And, you know, on the bigger picture, when you have a community like our community, Okaloosa County, when you have people that are looking to plan like that and to save, it makes our community very resilient. You know, we weather a bad situation better than someone else as county that does not have any preparation, and the people are in a bit of a panic.
Yes, yes, I completely understand and get where you're coming from, because a lot of people here, they tend to be savers from what I've seen so far, and they make a little more money in a lot of cases.
Yes.
But I will say that, and I've, you know, being a first sergeant for so many years, when I counsel my troops, there's so many ways, because I encountered a lot of troops that had a lot of financial difficulty, and it was very easy when you sit down and talk with somebody about, you know what, you could cut out those coffees that you get, you could cut out going out to lunch every single day, you know, you could bring a sandwich, there's often a lot of ways where you can cut a few corners. Doesn't mean you have to be poor, but you can cut a corners to be able to just put a little money away, so if your car breaks down or you have a water heater go out, you're not in a panic trying to figure out how to take care of the minor things, because you spend everything you've got from paycheck to paycheck.
Well, and oftentimes, you know, we're dealing with wants versus needs. And as those times become relevant to us, where we're seeing that we have to make those decisions, we really have to look and evaluate what is it we want versus what we need. And oftentimes, the human condition, we can survive on the basic needs, but it's all the wants that can get us into trouble.
It sure is. And we all want those wants, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's tough to get away
yes,
from
we
that.
Do.
So this week is America Saves Week, right?
Yes. And so what we do is we would like for everybody to go to OkaloosaSaves.com, take a saver pledge. It's not an intrusive program at all. It's just something that you're committing to, and we don't hound anybody or follow up on anybody on the pledge that they make, but it's just a good thing to do because it says yes, it brings it to the forefront. So we have OkaloosaSaves.com that you can do this. We also, you can follow us on Facebook, and we encourage people to join us this week and all of the other events that we have going on. We've got Teach Child to Save coming up soon in April, and we may be offering some of our living on our own, and also doing other events through the community. And we ask institutions to join us and also the community as well. It's a fun project to do.
It is. And well, I like the idea of the outreach that you're doing with all of that. And like you know, you probably told your children, I've told my children, if you start saving at a young age, you could have a heck of a lot of money when you retire. Not everybody listens to that, but when you think about that, it makes a lot of sense, because money builds over time, even if you have small interest rates like we do now, which are unfortunately next to nothing. But still, you continue to save throughout your life, and eventually, and make some investments as you get older and more wise about your money. There's a good possibility of having a really good retirement when you get older, versus some folks that will get into debt for expensive cars and houses and don't save any money, and then the economy goes bad and they lose their car, they lose their house. Not a good idea. But I love what you're doing with that, Brenda. It sounds like a great program.
It is, and I really do. I invite our community to come and participate at our events and join us. We always love volunteers, and we have a lot of fun with it. So please check us out, OkaloosaSaves.com, and just follow us on Facebook.
Perfect. Well, now I'm going to force you to change your hat, because I got a little flyer here with a little chihuahua and a huge bone in its mouth.
Yes, I know.
I love that picture. That's pretty awesome. So talk to us a little bit about HBI. HBI is a great program. Because we've talked about it many times on the program. I just want you to know, been supporting HBI with your CPR and so on. And so if you wouldn't mind, kind of give everybody a little maybe update on the classes you have coming up with CPR and about how this summer is going to the dogs.
Well, what happens is HBI is a program that serves military families and veterans of that are Florida residents. And we serve the military that is transitioning out, the military spouse, the military dependent, as long as they're over the age of 17, Florida veteran spouse, And if you're a child of a veteran and you're a resident of Florida, we can serve you as well. And we offer three certifications for free. It is the OSHA 10 safety certification. That's a national safety certification. And then the CPR first aid AED certification. And then we have a lot of fun doing our PAC certification, which is a pre-apprenticeship in the building trades. And so we have a variety of things that we're trying to do in the community to get them enticed and interested in the building trades. So what we're doing is different programs. For example, I have on March 28th, I have it where somebody can come in and they can follow one of two tracks. One is they can pursue the PAC certification, which is 4 to 6 weeks of hands-on instruction on construction buildings. So you go over framing, you go over electrical, you go over all of these life skills, in my opinion, and they could get you at least your foot in the door if you want to do that type of work.
Right.
Then I also have partnered with a couple of real estate training organizations that if you go through our particular two-week component starting on March 28th, if you go through that and you want to go into real estate, if you finish our program, they will give you a discount. And then also, too, I'll have an individual back that will, for a discount, offer a CRAM for your exam for those who have gone through our program and want to pursue real estate licensure.
Wow, that's awesome.
Then our fun And then our fun project that we have is we're going to go to the dogs this summer, where if you can join our program, it's a two-week program. Out of that, you will get two free certifications, the OSHA 10 and the CPR. And then you can build a doghouse or an animal shelter in the following week. It's hands-on at our lab. So we have a lot of fun things happening, and it's to just encourage the community to do the building trades and to get out there and get some exposure and to have some fun with it as well. So while you're having fun, you're learning, and you will get certifications that you can put on your resume. I'd love to serve everybody in a program like this, but I am restricted by the funding source that we have, that I can only serve military veterans that are transitioning out, and, of course, the Florida veteran and spouses and dependents that are affiliated into that. We require an application with documentation that supports your eligibility, and then we get you in the program.
That is a fantastic program. Well, you got to give props to your construction instructor. What's his name?
Ricky Reynolds.
That's the
and
guy.
He's a man that he has had over 40 years of construction experience. And I have to tell you, you can walk away and feel very confident that you have got the best training ever.
No kidding. I talked to Ricky and I've talked to you. I've been down and been through your facility. It's a great facility on Northwest Florida State College. And you guys are awesome. I got to give you props. You guys
Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you.
If anybody wants to take advantage of this program and are eligible, highly recommend it, because you guys run a great, and there are even more opportunities than you've described, because there's a lot of little things that go along with it, but great program. Brenda, I want to say thank you very much for coming on for Okaloosa and America Saves, and also for HBI. You're doing a great with our for our community, and we appreciate you, Brenda. You're one of the pillars here, I got to say. And I know you're not going to take it, but you're doing a fantastic job for our community. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your kindness, and this is a great community, and we have great people in it, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
Thank you. Brenda Smith, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll have you back.
Thanks so much.
Okay, you take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.